1949年，大批军民过迁来台。
In 1949, a large number of residents, over 1,000, came to the area.
当时位于北台湾的基隆港。
At that time, the port of Keelung in northern Taiwan.
曾经一天内涌进55艘船舶。
Once 55 ships arrived in one day.
5月12号傍晚。
May 12th evening.
连甲板上都挤满乘客的中心轮。
The central wheel was packed with passengers.
缓缓驶进基隆港。
Slowly entered Keelung Port.
在下船的人潮中。
In the crowd of people getting off the boat.
有一名刚满14岁的男孩。
A 14-year-old boy.
多年后。
Years later,
对于这块陌生的土地
for this unfamiliar land,
他描述了当年的印象。
He described his impressions of that year.
60年过去了。
60 years have passed. Well,
下船第一件事就买香蕉，台湾的香蕉便宜。
The first thing I did when I got off the boat was to buy some bananas from Taiwan, which were cheap.
李敖
I am.
1935年出生于哈尔滨。
Born in Harbin in 1935.
在家里八个孩子中排行
Number 8 in the family.
第五。两岁时
At the age of 5.
全家搬迁到北京。
The whole family moved to Beijing.
七岁就读新鲜胡同小学一年级。
At the age of 7, I enrolled in the first grade of Xinjiang Hutong Primary School.
直到13岁小学毕业。
Until the age of 13, I graduated from elementary school.
一直都是品学兼优的好学生。
He has always been a good student with excellent academic performance and moral character.
随后考上北京第四中学。
And he was admitted to Beijing 4th Middle School.
但因国共内战，初一下学期。
But at the beginning of the first semester of the Chinese-Japanese War,
1948年的冬天，挥别暂留北京的大姐、二姐。李敖随着家人辗转抵达上海。
In the winter of 1948, the elder sister and younger sister, Li Ao, who had left Beijing, arrived in Shanghai with their family.
就是这里哦。
Here it is.
这就我老宅哦。
Here I am in my old house.
这是我们的门吗？
Will my son open the door?
还老房子。
Still live in an old house.
1949年，从上海抵达台湾后。
In 1949, after arriving in Taiwan from Shanghai,
李敖一家人暂时在台中安身。
Li Ao and his family are temporarily staying in Taichung.
透过朋友帮忙。
Through the help of a friend.
李敖的父亲任职台中一中，担任国文教师。
Li Ao's father, Ren, was a teacher at Taichung First High School.
而他自己则考进台中一中的初中部二年级。
And he himself was admitted to the first grade of the junior high school of Taichung First High School.
当时全家住在一栋日式建筑里。
At that time, the whole family lived.In a Japanese-style building.
这是李敖在台湾的第一个家。念旧的他，直到老年，仍对这栋建筑充满回忆。
This is Li Er, who remembers his first home in Taiwan. Even in his old age, he still has fond memories of this building.
本来这样分开的，这边是八个榻榻米。
Originally, this side was divided into 8 tatami mats.
我们一家八口人住八个榻榻米。
Our family of 8 people lived in 8 tatami mats.
没有厕所。
No toilet.
所以就那边挖了个厕所。
So I built an outdoor toilet.
墙边挖个厕所。
Dig a toilet on the wall.
因为盖了房子看不到了。
Because I built a house, I can't see anything anymore.
后来我们从巴格塔米分到这边。
Later, we divided the 8 tatarming mats over here.
大一点。
A little bigger.
有厕所了。
Right toilet.
李敖在台中一中十分活跃。
Li Ao was very popular at Taichung First Middle School.
由于国文程度好。
Because of the good level of Chinese.
因此无论演讲。
Therefore, whether it is a speech.
辩论或论文比赛都是名列前茅。
Debate or essay competitions are both highly competitive.
他是从北平来。
He came from Beijing.
所以呢国语讲得非常标准。
So, the Mandarin is spoken very standard.
我们感觉到他很聪明。
We felt that he was intelligent.
那么到了高中以后。
Then, after high school,
他显得呢更聪明。
He seems to be more intelligent.
更有自信。
More confident.
当然了。具体的表现呢?
Of course, the specific manifestations are.
比方,他在高二的时候。
For example, when he was in high school.
他就不再念台中一中,他辍学。
He would no longer say, I don't want to go to middle school anymore.
他总觉得台中一中的老师呢,没有一个呢,能够教得起他。有一个例外。
He always felt that there was no teacher at Taichung First High School who could teach him, except for one.
他很瞧得起。有一位老师叫做严桥。
He admired a teacher named Yan Bridge.
严桥。
Yuan Bridge.
是我们历史上非常有名的严复的孙子。
He is the grandson of one of the most famous and strict fathers in history.
严桥当时在台中一中教数学，李敖和他两人思想相近。
At that time, Yan Bridge was teaching mathematics at Taichung First High School, and he and Li Ao had similar ideas.
成了忘年之交。
Became friends.
他跟我一起从医院出来。
He came out of the hospital with me.
他跟我说。
He told me.
李敖，你注意。
Please note.
可是不要回头看。
But don't look back.
有蓝色的人在跟踪。
There is a blue person tracking.
就是说有国民党的特务在跟踪他。
I just said that there were nationalist spies tracking him.
我们到他家里以后呢?
When we arrived at his house,
严老师就喝酒。
Mr. Ewan talked about drinking.
喝酒以后呢?
After drinking,
他就告诉我一个秘密。
He told me a secret.
原来他是共产党。
He was a member of the Communist Party.
他在台湾。无法发展。
He is involved in the development of Taiwanese culture.
他要回到祖国去。
He wants to return to China.
他要带我偷渡回到祖国去。
He wants to take me back to my homeland.
我同意了。
I agree.
因为我也想做共产党。
Because I also want to join the Communist Party.
我不愿意在台湾。
I don't want to be in Taiwan.
有一天我爸爸从台中一中回来说
One day, my father came back from Taichung First Senior High School.
昨天晚上严桥被抓走了。
Yesterday, Yan Bridge was arrested.
我听了以后大吃一惊。
I was shocked after hearing it.
1953年
1953.
严桥被国民党逮捕后，
After Yan Bridge was arrested by the Kuomintang,
身上高三的李敖决定休学。
Lai Ao, who was in his third year of high school, decided to drop out.
在家自己读书进修。
Self-study at home.
隔年。
Next year.
他以同等学历参加大学联招。
He enrolled in university with the same qualifications.
考上了台湾大学法律系。
Got into National Taiwan University's Law School.
司法组。就在20岁生日后两天，
The Legal Affairs Department was established 2 days after my 20th birthday.
李敖突然收到家里发来的电报，
Lai Yao suddenly received a telegram from his family.
上面写着复病速归。
Above it says, quick return to the sick.
但当他赶回台中，
But when he returned to Taichung,
父亲已经过世。
Father has passed away.
来不及见到父亲最后一面。
I didn't have time to say goodbye to my father.
李敖伤心痛苦。
I now cried and sobbed.
但是受到胡适新思维的影响。
However, influenced by Hu Shi's new thinking.
他不顾亲属反对。
He disregarded the opposition of his relatives.
坚持改革丧礼。
Adhere to the reform of the funeral.
因此背上不孝的罪名。
Therefore, the charge of not attending the Tiger School.
由于我爸爸在台中声望甚隆。
My father is very famous in Taichung.
台中一中的师生。
Students and teachers of Taichung First High School.
2000人为他送丧。
2000 people came to his funeral.
我不肯磕头。
I won't bow.
也不肯烧纸。
Won't even burn paper.
当然也不肯念经。我公开谣言了，非千万人吾往矣的作风。
Of course, he wouldn't allow me to recite scriptures in public, and he insisted on maintaining the no more than 10,000 people policy.
当然我知道了，被2000人横眉冷。
Of course, I know how to deal with 2,000 people with cold faces.
对。
Okay.
是什么样的感觉？
What's the feeling like?
就在父亲丧礼过后。
Shortly after the funeral of my father,
1955年的夏天，
in the summer of 1955,
李敖因为法律系秩序不合，
Lai Ao, because the law school's order was not suitable for him,
办理退学，
apply for withdrawal from school,
重新参加联考，
retake the exam,
并以高分考上第一志愿。
And get a high score to get into the first choice.
台湾大学历史系。
特立独行，一派。
Taiwan University History Department, a unique and independent approach.
是这个北京大学学生的样子。
This is what a Peking University student looks like.
完全跟我们台大的学生，不一样。
Completely different from the students at our university.
在台大校园里的生活。
Life in the Tainan University campus.
李敖最津津乐道的就是爱情。
Lai Yao was most passionate about love.
这个女朋友是一个神童。
This girlfriend is a genius.
好比说我们背英文诗啊。
For example, when we recite English poems,
大概他念三遍就可以背下来。
She can memorize it after reading it 3 times.
他考大学的时候，
When she was in college,
他的国文考得比我还高啊。
Her Chinese exam score is even higher than mine.
他是一个神童。
She is a genius.
我们后来分开了。
We later separated.
我还特别写了一首诗。
I also wrote a poem specifically.
代表我的一个感觉。
This represents my feeling.
大家看这首诗，叫做《晴老》。好花应折。
Look at this poem called A Diligent and Beautiful Flower Should Be Picked.
因为花会老，莫等盛开，折花要趁早。
Because flowers will wither, don't wait for them to bloom, pick them early.
春天应寻。
Spring should be sought.
因为春会老，莫等冬去。
Because the spring will not wait for the winter to pass.
才把春天找，爱情应断。
It's too late to find love in spring.
因为情会。
Because of love.
老，劳燕先飞，是为两人好。
Old labor and yen flew together.
这段轰轰烈烈的感情。
This passionate love.
最后以分手收尾。
End with a breakup.
李敖还被送进了医院。
My Yao was also sent to the hospital.
这位 L 小姐的家里面可能是嫌李敖太穷吧。
It seems like the L lady's house might be in a very poor county.
后来就不跟他来往了。
Later, I stopped having contact with him.
李敖还自杀。Yeah.
I also committed suicide.
自杀。是这个他同宿舍的一位叫翁松然教授。
The suicide was committed by a professor named Ong Song Lan, who lived in the same dormitory.
后来翁松然教授
Later, Professor Wang.
把他送到台大医院去救活的。
台大时期。
Take him to the Taipei Medical University Hospital to save his life.
除了谈恋爱。
Besides dating,
李敖还因缘际会认识了两位前辈。
Li Yao also had the opportunity to meet two senior figures.
从小学时期就开始写作投稿的李敖，大学时写了一篇从读胡适文存说起的文章，投稿雷震办的《自由中国》杂志。文章登出后一年。
Starting from elementary school, Li Yao began submitting articles. When he was in college, he wrote an article titled From Reading Hu Shi's The Meaning of Life to Writing, which was submitted to the Free China magazine published by Lei Zhen after the article was published.
胡适从美国返台。
Hu Shi returned from the United States.
在雷震推荐下。
Under the recommendation of Lei Chen,
胡适约了李敖在台大校长钱思亮家里见面。
胡适 arranged a meeting with Li Yao at the home of President Chen Si of National Taiwan University.
随后，《自由中国》的主笔殷海光也主动邀约李敖。
Subsequently, the independent Chinese columnist Yin Haiguang also proactively invited Li Yao.
胡适和殷海光是李敖大学时期最佩服的两位前辈。
Hu Shi and Yin Haiguang were the two most admired seniors by Li Yao during his university years.
在高二的时候
When I was in high school,
胡适之先生呢来台湾演讲。
Mr. Hu Shi came to Taiwan to give a speech.
那么在校外的台中
So outside the school in Taichung,
一种校外的一个很大的运动场里头演讲。
A speech in a large sports field outside a Chinese school.
当然了
Of course,
我们在上课不能出去听讲了。
We can't go outside to listen to lectures in class.
那么李敖跟我两个人呢就逃课去听胡适之先生的演讲。
Then Li Yao and I skipped class to listen to Professor Hu Shi's lecture.
从中学那段时期就一直崇拜着他。
I have admired him since I was in school.
比方现在你看到他的眼镜啦。
For example, if you see his glasses,
他的风格啦。
His style,
自学态度，甚至呢文字写出来的文字，那个样子啊。
The self-learning attitude, the way the words are written, they're all like this.
都是学服饰的。
All are fashion students.
1959年。
1959.
Liao 离开台大。
Li Ao leaves National Taiwan University.
随即接受两年预备军官训练。退役后。
Subsequently, he completed a 2-year pre-commissioning officer training and retired after.
在台北租屋，为了维持生活。
Renting an apartment in Taipei to maintain my livelihood.
暂时在胡适负责的委员会里担任助理工作。
But she worked as an assistant in the committee led by Hu Shi.
但因为薪资迟迟不发来，让生活困顿的李敖忍不住写信向胡适诉。
But because the salary was not paid, Li Ao, who was in a difficult situation, could not help but write a letter to Hu Shi.
苦。七天后。
After 7 days of hardship,
李敖收到了回信。
I now received a reply.
胡适先生。
Mr. Hu Shi.
他听说我穷得这个样子。
He heard that I was so poor.
就有一封信寄到了新店石头路17号，寄给我。
There was a letter delivered to the new store at 17 Lyons Road.
下面是南港中央研究院。
Here is the Central Research Institute of Nanning.
胡适，他写给我的信。
A letter I received from Hu Shi.
他说，啊，听说我考取研究所。
He said that he heard I was studying at the Research Institute.
请我到南港去玩啊。
Please let me attend class in Nanning.
然后呢
？Then.
他就说送了。我1000块钱的支票。
He said he gave me a check for 1,000 yuan.
一张是给我赎当的。
One is for my redemption.
我裤子进了当铺，救急的。
I cried and went to the pawn shop for help.
千万不要推辞。
Don't hesitate.
正如同你送我许多不易得来的书。
Just like you gave me many rare books.
我也不吃推辞一样啊。
I also don't hesitate to refuse.
就是说你也这么东西给我。
That is, you also gave me something.
现在我送你1000元。
Now I give you 1,000 yuan.
但即使生活拮据。
But even in poverty.
李敖不但考上台大研究所。
Li Ao not only got into National Taiwan University's graduate program,
感情生活也依然精彩。
Love life is still wonderful.
他是台大农经系毕业生，叫做。
He is a graduate of the Tokyo University of Arts, and the calculation is
王尚琴。这个女孩子跟我同居在一起。
The girl named Wang Shangqin lived with me.
后来我就跟她说。
Later I told him.
我在台湾不得好。
I'm in Taiwan and I'm not doing well.
下场。
The end.
早晚我要坐牢。
I'm going to jail.
她就决定离开了。
He decided to leave.
他到了美国去以后啊
，After he went to the United States，
忽然打电话给我
，Suddenly called me。
他说我们不小心，她怀孕了。
He said that we accidentally got her pregnant。
我就跟他说，能不能把它拿掉呢
？I asked him if he could remove it。
他说在美国很困难。
He said it was difficult in the United States。
并且，他也想把它生下来。
And he also wanted to bring him to life.
于是就生下一个女儿。
Then she gave birth to a daughter.
1961年11月1号。
November 1, 1961.
文星杂志刊出了李敖写的《老年人与棒子》，开启了中西文化论战。比战的另一方。
The magazine Wen Xing published an article by Li Ao in which he wrote that the elderly and the long-nosed people, a derogatory term for Chinese, had started a cultural war with the long-nosed people as the other side.
全是国民党文胆。
All National Party thugs.
李敖名气随之水涨船高。
Li Ao's fame grew rapidly.
而国民党则透过各种管道邀李敖入党。
Meanwhile, the Kuomintang also invited Li Ao through various channels to join the party.
但始终没有结果。
But there was no result.
1963年。
1963.
李敖决定研究所不读了。七月，接任文星主编。
Li Ao decided to take over as editor-in-chief of Wen Xing in July.
他批判性的文章
His critical articles
直接冲击到戒严时代的台湾
directly impacted the Taiwan of the martial law era.
也是在这个时期
Also during this period
李敖认识了彭明敏
Li Ao met Peng Mingmin
这批党外人士最终惹祸上身。
These non-party members eventually caused trouble.
1965年8月。
August 1965.
文星被冠上为匪宣传的罪名，遭查禁停刊。
Wen Xing, a construction worker, was banned from working on construction sites after being accused of violating the publicity regulations.
一年，一九六八年结束营业。
1968, the year ended.
而李敖的自由日子也开始倒数计时。
And Li Ao's days of freedom also began to count down.